We are so excited that you are here to listen to the Script Cake Podcast.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We want to help you develop your idea into a great screenplay, and who knows, maybe you'll write the next big blockbuster.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Well, there's always a chance, but let's not get ahead of ourselves. Are you ready to learn about screenwriting?
Yes, Will Sergeant!
All right, then. Let's get started. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Script Cake Podcast. I'm your host, Lavender Gill. And this week, we're going to talk about writing scenes. It seems whenever I talk to writers of all levels of experience about how they pick the scenes and the locations and what they're going to write, I seem to get a different answer. Some go from, I don't know, I just pick a location, I start writing. And others start with, you know, I list these 10, 15, 25 things that I want to do and build it the other way. I'm somewhere in the middle. The first thing that I ever think about when I want to create a new scene is, what do I want to leave the reader or viewer of the movie with? What information do I want to reveal to them? The first thing I really want to know is what needs to be revealed, and then I'll figure out how to reveal it. As you've probably heard a million times, all scenes need to have conflict in them, and that's something I definitely agree with. Conflict reveals character. There's that word reveal again. Think of each scene as a piece of a puzzle. And as the movie goes, the viewer gets more and more of the puzzle until the very end, where they finally realize what the movie's actually about. For each piece of the puzzle, each scene, what do you want to reveal to the audience? The next thing I do is I think about what kind of conflict I can create to reveal that information. And then based upon that, I choose what the action is in the scene, where it actually takes place, who's in the scene, and all the logistical things. I find that a lot of novice writers just start with logistics and then try to have something interesting happen. You know, some kind of conflict or some kind of fight. But I think it's much more effective if you actually know what you're trying to reveal before you figure that stuff out. If you can do that, then when you write your scenes, they're going to come across as more dynamic, as more visual, and more entertaining. Keep in mind, when we're designing our scenes, we're actually reverse engineering the experience that the audience will have. The audience will see the scene, be entertained by it, you know, enjoy the conflict that's going on, and subconsciously, they will process and digest what we're trying to reveal to them. You ever watch a movie and late in the movie something happens and you're like, oh, I knew that? Well, that's because the writers, the filmmakers, designed it and actually gave you that information early on, and you were not consciously aware of it. You were subconsciously aware of it. So when we design it, we figure out what it is that we want to reveal and the most entertaining way to hide that. So it's like a sleight of hand trick that magicians often do. You'll be looking at the one hand. Meanwhile, the other hand is stealing your watch or picking your pocket. Same thing happens with movies. We create entertaining scenes, but we also reveal vital information subtextually. That's what we want to do. I want to take a second and examine a very simple scene from the movie Spider-Man, the original Tobey Maguire one, which was filmed in, I believe, 2002. The opening sequence of that movie is not very, you know, at first exciting. You just see basically a shot of a school bus, and you get to see Flash with his arm around Mary Jane's. You get to see Kitty in a donut. And then you see a hand slamming against the door, and then everyone laughing. Now, doesn't seem like a ton of stuff is going on there. It's not an exciting Spider-Man scene or an action sequence, but it's really an important scene to establish so many different things. First of all, instantly we know that he likes Mary Jane. Okay, because there's a bit of a voiceover there that explains that. And then we know that he doesn't have a chance with Mary Jane because she's dating Flash. Okay, then he wishes that he was the donut guy, which is pretty sad. And then the hand slams against the side of the building, or side of the bus, forgive me. And that's when we get to see who Peter Parker actually is, and everyone is laughing at him. So it's a fun, slightly entertaining scene. First one that introduces us to the character,
but it establishes so many things. The conflict going on in the scene is actually between the bus and Peter. Okay, Peter's late, he's missed the bus, which reveals that he is irresponsible. That is the first step of revealing his irresponsibility. In the next scene in that same sequence, we see Mary Jane tell the bus driver to stop, which shows her compassion, which shows her authority. She has power, Peter doesn't. People, the other students don't let Peter sit on the bus. Other students trip him. I mean, it's just a lot of information that we take in subconsciously. When we're watching it, we're being entertained. But this is the beginning of building who this character is and what their story is. And it's done so beautifully. So if you were to reverse engineer that, as I've mentioned before, we would look at what are we trying to get the audience to walk away with from this scene. We want them to know that he's irresponsible. We want them to know that everyone laughs at him. We want them to know that Mary Jane is the object of his desire. It is his want. We want them to know that Mary Jane has authority. We want them to know that even the bus driver won't stop the bus without Mary Jane making him. We want the audience to know all of this information about Peter. Keep in mind, it's got nothing to do with superpowers and bitten bit by a spider and action sequences. This is character development. Just an unbelievably packed scene. So, when you design a scene like that, make a list of the things that you want the audience to know. And then go back and design some conflict and an entertaining way in which to do it. It's not him standing there and the bus leaves when he gets there. It's not, you know, the first thing that we think of. Something as simple as a sequence, it takes time, it takes effort, and that's why it's so effective. Until next time.
Thank you for listening to the Script Cake Podcast. If you have any questions on screenwriting, please feel free to reach out to us at info@scriptcake.com. Also, please like our social media pages. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And check out our website, scriptcake.com. Until next time.